So this maimer, the Rebbe said in Shabbos Parshas Achrei Mevorchim Achodesh Iyur Hei Tovshin Mem Vov, and the maimer is Lahovin Inyan Tchias Hamesim, to understand the idea of Tchias Hamesim. Now, the Rebbe said this maimer then because obviously we do Pirkei Avos, and in Pirkei Avos we say Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek Lo'olam Habo. And the Rebbe will explain that Olam Haba means the world of Tchias HaMesim. At the time, that is meant with the word Olam Haba. The Rebbe will explain that Olam Haba can mean sometimes two things. One of two things. Most of the time, Olam Haba means the resurrection of the dead, the Tchias HaMesim. Sometimes it also means Gan Eden, which means the world that comes after we live in this world, the world of Gan Eden, which is a world where only the souls function, and it's not with the body. Most of the time, Olam Haba talks about Olam HaTchiyah, talks about Tchias HaMesim, in which the body will stand up again. It will be a soul together with a body. And that's the Taich the Rebbe is going to explain. In Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek L'Olam Haba, Chelek in Olam Haba, in this case, it means Tchias HaMesim, as the Rebbe will explain the proof for that, that that's what it means here, Olam Haba. This maimer, the Rebbe said, they published later on, when the Rebbe finished saying Kaddish for the Rebbetzin, as they bring down in the note over here, that they published this maimer, it's called the Kuntres Chof Aleph Tevis Tovshin Mem Tes. And that was the day that the Rebbe finished saying Kaddish after the Rebbetzin, the Tzidkonis, Moros Chaim Mushka. So they gave out this maimer, of course, about Tchias HaMesim, about the resurrection of the dead. But let's look inside and we'll see the maimer. Lahavin inyan Tchias HaMesim, to understand the idea of Tchias HaMesim. Hine Isa b'Mishnah. In the Mishnah we say, and that's the Mishnah that we say before we do Pirkei Avos every week in the 6 weeks or in the whole summer, as we say Pirkei Avos, we start with the Mishnah, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek La'olam Habo. All Yidden have a part, have a portion in the world to come. What is meant over here with La'olam Habo? What does it mean, the world to come? So the Rebbe says, V'yodua, it is known, the Pirush Olam Haba b'Mishnah Zu, who, what is the meaning of the world to come in this Mishnah? Because, okay, sometimes Olam Haba could mean something else, but here it means, Hu Olam Hatchia, that's the world in which we will stand up, the bodies will stand up, Neshames Begufim, Tchias HaMesim, after Tchias HaMesim. All Yidden have a part in Tchias HaMesim. That's basically what the Mishnah is saying over here. How do we know that this is what the Mishnah is saying about? Maybe it talks about Olam Haba. Sometimes it means Gan Eden. Maybe we're trying to say that all Yidden have a part in Gan Eden, not in everybody in Tchias HaMesim. So the Rebbe says, it's Kedemuchach Mehemshech HaMishnah. That's evident from the continuation of the Mishnah. The part that we say before Pirkei Avos is the beginning of the Mishnah, but there is a second part. The second part of the Mishnah says, "Ve'elu she'ein lohem chelek lo'olam haba." The following that the Mishnah enumerates over there don't have a part in the world to come. Now, many times it says everybody. We just said everybody has. But it means everybody with the exception. That's okay, because sometimes we say everybody has, with the exception of the following. So the following don't have a part in Olam Haba. Who doesn't have? What does the Mishnah say there? So it says, Ha'omer ein Tchias HaMesim min HaTorah. Somebody who says that there's no Tchias HaMesim from the Torah, which means that he argues, he disagrees. He says, in the Torah does not say that there is Tchias HaMesim, that the people will stand up again. If a person says there's no Tchiyas HaMeisim, then he won't stand up in Tchiyas HaMeisim. Why? Shahatam al Zehu, Kedisa B'Gemara, the reason for that is because who kofar b'tchiyas ha-meisim? Since he denied the tchiyas ha-meisim, because he said there's no tchiyas ha-meisim in the Torah, meaning he doesn't have to believe in it. Lefikach lo yiyah leichelik b'tchiyas ha-meisim chulu. That's why he's not going to have a part in tchiyas ha-meisim, which is midah connected midah. It's a measure for measure. Because you said there's no tchiyas ha-meisim, then you're not going to stand up tchiyas ha-meisim. So we see very clearly there is the ones that have a part in the Olam Haba and the ones that don't have a part in the Olam Haba. Since, what does it mean, not Olam Haba, meaning not Tchiyas HaMeisim, because we say he denied Tchiyas HaMeisim. So what does it mean, everybody does have an Olam Haba? It means Tchiyas HaMeisim. So why is it Takeh that we're saying that in Olam Haba, we're saying Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek? Everybody has a part in Olam Haba, which means in Gan Eden, it's not necessarily so. In Gan Eden, in order to get Gan Eden, you have to earn Gan Eden. Not everybody will get Gan Eden. So that's why the Mishnah says specifically, Kol Yisrael, Yesh Lam Chelek Leolam Haba. In Olam Haba, in Tchiyas HaMeisim, everybody will have. But in Gan Eden, not necessarily. Zehu, and this is the meaning of Kol Yisrael, Yesh Lahem Chelek La'olam Haba. The began Eden, because in Gan Eden, and the Rebbe Shalipamim Nikra Gam came b'shem Olam Haba. Sometimes we refer to Gan Eden, occasionally we call that the world to come as well, not because it called Afshi Yesh Nagam Achshav. Gan Eden exists now, right now. It's not a world that is coming. Why do we call it Olam Haba, a world that comes? A person gets it. In other words, when does a person get it? After his service. That's what the world that comes. It's not like the world is not here now. Yes, it's here now. It's not a world that is coming later on. Gan Eden exists now. But we call it Olam Haba because it comes to the person. A person gets it after a person serves the Eibishter in this world. Then what comes to him afterwards is Gan Eden. So, and nevertheless, in Gan Eden, you have to earn Gan Eden. With regards to Gan Eden, Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Mi Yale Bahar Havaye, who will go up to the mountain of Hashem? Which means, who is going to earn Gan Eden, Goymer? It says, Niki Chapayim, one who has clean hands, Uvar Levov, and a clear heart, Goymer. Which means, in order to climb the mountain of Hashem, in this case, meaning Gan Eden, you have to be a Niki Chapayim, you have to have clean hands, and you have to have a clear heart, Uvar Levov. Sheyeshnam kamo tenoyim b'chdei liskois l'Gan Eden. There are several conditions in order to merit to go to Gan Eden. Masha'en came b'negeya le'ilu matchiya, as opposed to when we talk about the world of Tchiyas HaMeisim, over there, Sheboy hu iker hatoyer olam haba. That's the main description. When we say olam haba, it mostly means Tchiyas HaMeisim. Over there, Amru, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek L'Olam Haba. Everybody has a part in Olam Haba. There is no conditions. There is no stipulations. Everybody has. But that's only Olam Haba, Tchiyas HaMeisim. But in Gan Eden, over there, you need to qualify to go into Gan Eden. That's why it says, Kol Yisrael, Ol Yidin, in Olam Haba, meaning in Tchiyas HaMeisim. Okay. But that's what it says. But the question is, why? Tchiyas HaMeisim is a greater Gilui than the Gilui of Olam Haba. The proof for that is, because after Gan Eden, we'll still have Tchiyas HaMeisim. And the Rebbe brings the order of the davening, we say, there's Olam Hazeh, yeah. This there is this world, And then there is Gan Eden. And then there is Yemois HaMashiach, when Mashiach comes. And then there's Tchiyas HaMesim. There's four steps. Of the four steps, Tchiyas HaMesim is the highest step. So how come the lower steps, in order to merit Gan Eden, which is lower, you need to have special qualifications? We say there is conditions in order to get Gan Eden. But to go up in Tchiyas HaMesim, over there we said, Kol Yisrael, everybody. Betzorich lahavin. So we need to understand. Hare Yodua, it is known. Shehagilui sheyiye ba'olam hatchiyah. That the revelation that is going to be in the world of resurrection, the world of Tchiyas HaMesim, Hunayla harbe yoyser mehagilu de Gan Eden, is much greater than the revelation of Gan Eden. How do we know that? Because we see it's obvious. Ukamuv on gam mizeh. So it's also understand from the fact shehagan Eden yeshnoi gam achshav, that the Gan Eden exists now. So it means versus mashenkein yesh gam mashenkein hagilu de'olam hatchiyah. But the revelation of Olam Atchila Yirak La'osid Lovei is only going to be in the future to come. That means that presently we are not ready and we're not capable for the revelation that is going to be in Tchiyas HaMesim of the future to come. That's why it's not here now. Right now we only have the Gan Eden. And within the future, it's also going to come after Yemei HaMashiach. Tchiyas HaMesim is not going to come right away. First Mashiach is going to come. And after Mashiach is going to come, there's going to be Tchiyas HaMesim. So, the question is, so again, we say to Mizu, and more than this, Shehagilui, the Olam HaTchiyah, Yiyah Gam La'achre Yemei HaMashiach. When is going to be the Gilui Matchiyah? It's going to be after the days of Mashiach. Then it's going to be Tchiyas HaMesim. Shemizem, move on. So from this we understand Shagilu Sheyiyah Oz, that the revelation that will be then in Tchiyas HaMesim, Hu Lemailo Gam Mehagilui Sheyiyah B'Meis HaMashiach. This is higher than also the Gilui that's going to be Yemeis HaMashiach. Tchiyas HaMesim is higher than Yemei HaMashiach. So Tchiyas HaMesim is higher, certainly higher than Gan Eden, which is now. It's even higher than Yemei HaMashiach. It's going to be after Yemei HaMashiach. So how come, as the Rebbe will ask, so how come for Gan Eden you have to earn? There are several conditions. But Yemei HaMashiach, which is a greater level, over there, you're going to get everybody. And the Rebbe quotes also what we say in the Davening. The days that there is four steps, that there is Yemei HaMashiach, and then a higher step is Tchiyas HaMesim. He says, this is what we say, and that's in the Davening of Shabbos. We say, Ein Areich L'cho, there is no comparison to you. So we say like this, Ba'olam Hazeh. So this world, it's talking about now. Then it says, "Ve'ein zuloscha." There's no one besides you. Chulu. Now we're saying, "L'chaya ha'olam haba." What is meant over here with "L'chaya ha'olam haba"? That means Gan Eden. Then it says, "Efes biltecha." No one beside you. Chulu le'meis haMashiach. That's the third level. And then it says, "Ve'ein doima." And there's no comparison to Tchiyas HaMesim. So you have four steps here. Olam Hazeh, we have Chaye Ha'olam Habo, we have Yemei HaMashiach, and you have Tchiyas HaMesim. Shedaled Inyonim Eilu, these four ideas, Heim Beseda de Milmato Lemailo. It goes in order from below to above. So we're going to Shahagilui de Olam Habo. The second thing over here, which is Olam Habo, Shekavone be Olam Habo, Kan Hila Gan Eden. Over here, Olam Habo means Gan Eden. That's the second step. That is a higher level than the Gilui that can be in this world. So you have Olam Hazeh, then Olam Haba, that's Gan Eden. Ulamayla Yoiser Hu Hagilu Di Maisa Mashiach. And then a step higher above that is Yimaisa Mashiach. Ulaachrezeh, after Yimaisa Mashiach, Hu Hagilu Di Tchias HaMesim. Then is the Gilu Di Tchias HaMesim. Shehu Lamayla Yoiser Gam Hagilu Di Maisa Mashiach, which is even higher than the days of Mashiach. So, Ba'afal Pikein, and still, we're saying, Bechdei Liska Isla Hagilui, the Gan Eden, in order to merit the revelation of Gan Eden, Tzorich Kama Tunoi, you need conditions. As he quoted the Pasuk, Mi Yale Bahar Hashem, Nikicha Paim Uvar Levov, there's conditions how to earn Gan Eden, the revelation of Gan Eden. And then yet, the Gil of Tchilas HaMesim, which is higher than the Gil of Gan Eden, Yelakol Yisrael, that's going to be for all Yidden. How is this possible? Here we're saying, Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelik Loilam Habo, meaning, in Tchilas HaMesim, every Yid will get up for Tchilas HaMesim. But not every Yid will go to Gan Eden. So how is it that Gan Eden, which is a lower Gilui, over there you say everybody will go to it, but in the greater Gilui, the Gilui of Gan Eden, only conditions, especially you have to earn it, and the Gilui of Tchias HaMesim, which is higher, over there you said Kol Yisrael Yeshlem. Every Yid will go there. So what's the explanation? The Rebbe explains in Nois Beis that Gan Eden we get mainly for Torah, for learning of Torah. And Tchias HaMesim is mainly for mitzvahs. Mostly mitzvahs are done with the body. That's why the reward is the Neshama Beguf, Tchias HaMesim, when the Guf, the Shama comes back to the Guf. But Torah is mostly spiritual. It's your mind. It's not so physical. So that's why that's Gan Eden. And Torah, not everybody is shaykhes to learn Torah. And that's why there are different limitations. Not everybody can go to Gan Eden. But mitzvahs, which is Olam Haba, which is for mitzvahs, every Yid does mitzvahs. Since every Yid does mitzvahs, so everybody goes to Tchias HaMesim. Base. Nekudas echod habiyurim bozehu. Kemevur bekama droshim. So what's the point of one of the explanations, as explained in several memorim? Shaschar de Gan Eden hu aleisek ha-Torah. The reward for Gan Eden comes for learning Torah. And the reward of resurrection of the dead, Tchias HaMesim, is for mitzvahs. Mitzvahs, you get rewarded with Tchias HaMesim. For Torah, you get rewarded with Gan Eden. V'zehu, and this is explained, Shagan Eden, Hu Oilam HaNeshamas. That's why Gan Eden is a world of souls. In Gan Eden, there's no bodies, there's only souls there. Neshamas B'lay Gufim. Over there, there's souls without bodies, just souls. But in the world of Tchias HaMesim, there will be neshamas together with the bodies. Why is that? Learning Torah mainly belongs to the soul. But mitzvahs you do with the body. Most of the mitzvahs involve the body. And therefore, the reward for mitzvahs is with the body, is Tchias HaMesim, where the body is involved as well. And mostly Eisek HaTorah, which is mainly in the Neshama. So therefore, the reward is Gan Eden, which is the Olam HaNeshamas. So this explains why all Yidden get Tchias HaMesim. V'kivon shekiyum ha-mitzvahs hu b'chol Yisrael. Since the observance of mitzvahs, all Yidden observe mitzvahs. What do you mean all Yidden? We know some Yidden don't do mitzvahs. But we know that filu poshi Yisroel malei mitzvahs kirimen. The Gemara says that even those sinners of Israel are full with mitzvahs like a pomegranate is full with seeds. That means that every yid has mitzvahs. Since you've done mitzvahs, doesn't matter that you did Averis too, or that you didn't do all mitzvahs. Doesn't matter, you still get Gan Eden. Why? Because you've done mitzvahs. Lochein kol Yisrael, and therefore all yidden, yesh lam chelek la'ilam haba, have a portion in the world to come. Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelek la'ilam haba, because every yid did mitzvahs, so olam haba, which is tchias hameisim, neshamas beguf, every yid has a portion. And now the Rebbe says, also explains that when the Mishnah follows. So the Mishnah says, Shenema, the proof is, v'amich kulam tzadikim la'olam yirshu oretz. So it says that your nation of kulam tzadikim will inherit the land. So that means that all yidden will inherit. It says, v'amich kulam tzadikim. All your people are tzaddikim. Lo'elam yirshu aretz, will inherit the land. So bepashtu, this is a proof. It says yirshu aretz who amich kulam tzaddikim. So that means kol Yisrael amich kulam tzaddikim kol Yisrael. But it's not just a proof that everybody amich kulam tzaddikim yirshu aretz, but it also is an explanation why is yirshu aretz. It's because the kulam tzaddikim. The fact that they're a tzaddik is because they do mitzvahs. When you do mitzvahs, you're called a tzaddik. Because every mitzvah is called tzedakah, and the one who does the mitzvah is a tzaddik. So therefore, you're all tzaddikim, and you all deserve Olam Haba. Not just that it's a proof, but it's an explanation. So the Rebbe says, B'yesh loymar, so we can say, D'zehu gam ha-shemamshich b'mishnah, that this is also what the Mishnah continues. It says, Shenemar, V'amich kulam tzadikim. All your people are tzadikim. And therefore, and lo'olam yirshu oretz, and they will inherit the land forever. Meaning that everybody gets part of the land, which is, in this case, is tchias hameisim. So it's not just saying to us a proof, D'yesh lo'imar, we can say, when the Mishnah says, because it says, Shenemar, the proof that Kol Yisrael Yeshlem, this is not just to bring a proof, the fact, to prove that everybody has a part, so the Pasuk says, it says, La'ilam Yirshu Oretz, that Amich Kulam Tzadikim, Elagam Levay Ratam Alzeh. But to explain the reason, why is everybody, every yid going to get Chiyas HaMesim? So this proof, this pasuk is also an explanation why they're going to get Chiyas HaMesim. Because they are a tzaddik. The mi shemekayim mitzvahs, one who fulfills mitzvahs, nikra b'shem tzaddik. He is called to the name of a tzaddik. Why is a person that Mekayim mitzvahs called a tzaddik? The chol ha-mitzvahs nikru b'shem tzedakah. Mitzvahs are called tzedakah. And the Talmud Yerushalmi, the Rebbe brings always, when it's tam, it says tzedakah, that's a mitzvah. That's the general mitzvah, is tzedakah. So mitzvahs are called tzedakah. U'mekayim ha-mitzvahs nikroim b'shem tzaddikim. Those who fulfill mitzvahs are called tzaddikim. So the Mishnah is explaining, because everybody is a tzaddik, meaning v'amich kulam tzaddikim means everybody does mitzvahs. That's a tzaddik who does tzedakah. Tzedakah is mitzvahs. V'kivon sheva'amich kulam tzaddikim. Since all yidden are tzaddikim, shekol Yisrael, all yidden, afilu ha'boshim shabahem, even those sinners amongst the yidden, mekayimim mitzvahs, fulfill mitzvahs. Not only do they fulfill mitzvahs, we say to them, it's more than just plain fulfilling mitzvahs. Shehem meleim mitzvahs. We say, meleim mitzvahs kirim, and they're full with mitzvahs. What does it mean poshet, full with mitzvahs. Normally we translate this, they do a lot of mitzvahs, full of mitzvahs, they're full of mitzvahs, they do a lot of mitzvahs. But the Rebbe says, full of mitzvah means the mitzvah fills them up. They're totally filled with the mitzvah. The mitzvahs, shemekaimim, the mitzvahs that they fulfill, memalim is called mitzvusom. That fills their entire entity. Lachain la'olam yirshu aretz. That's why they're going to land, inherit the land, tchis ha'mesim, which is the land, eretz ha'chaim, which eretz, this is the land of the living, those who tchis ha'mesim. Shekoyi al-chaye ha'olam haba, that goes for the life of the world to come, which is tchis ha'mesim, the land of chaim, that's why la'olam yirshu aretz. So, the Rebbe explains, why is called Yisrael Yeshlem Chelik Lo'olam Haba? From the Maimonides, the Rebbe explains. Why does everybody have a Chelik Lo'olam Haba in Tchiyas HaMeisim? Because Tchiyas HaMeisim is a reward for mitzvahs. And since all Yidden do mitzvahs, everybody gets a part in that, in Olam Haba, in Tchiyas HaMeisim. But in Gan Eden, which not everybody learns Torah, so over there, only those who have the conditions. If you meet the conditions, you go to Gan Eden. Well, that's why I call Yisroel. So the Rebbe asks now, okay, so you're saying what the reason for Gan Tchiyas HaMeisim to earn it? Everybody gets it for the mitzvahs. So what is the ending of the pasuk? The pasuk says, "Neitzer matoai masa yodai lihispoer." The yidden are a sprout of what Hashem planted. Hashem planted the yidden in this world, and the Rebbe said, "I brag masa yodai, the action of my hands, which means that Hashem planted the yidden. I brag about them lihispoer. The Rebbe, is very proud of us. Masa yodai lihispoer." This idea of Maisa Yodai Lispoer means that they're doing something that Hashem is very proud of. That seems to imply that the Yid is a good Yid. It's not like a Poshi Yisrael. It's not like a sinner. It's like a, because he's, the Eibishter brags about him. So, but here we're saying the whole idea of Olam Haba Tchiyas HaMeisim. Everybody will get it because everybody does mitzvahs. So why does the Mishnah also bring down the end of the pasuk? Omnom al pizet zorich lohavin mashemevi b'mishnah. We have to understand why does the Mishnah bring gam hemshech hakosuf? Also the continuation of the pasuk. The Mishnah brings the pasuk neitzer matoi maasei yodai lispoer. The planting, the sprout of my planting, my what I did, I brag about. Harizeh she Yisrael heim neitzer matoah maisi yodov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why are Yidden the planting and Hashem's proud of us who mitzad etzem mitziusom? I take that back, so I learned it wrong. So, but the Rebbe says that is because of their entity oid lifnei shemekayim mitzvahs. You have to, I touched it wrong. So the Rebbe Pumfaket, this, the Eibishter is happy with the Yidden, that's because of the essence of the Yid. It has nothing to do with his doing mitzvahs, that's just a Yid inherently. So if they inherited because Maisa mitzvahs, that means they have to do something. But over here, the Pasuk says, no, just the Yidden are the Eibishter's planting, and this is the act of Hashem. Hashem is happy with us. And there's no condition at all. We don't even need mitzvahs. But Uba Mishnah, the Kol Yisrael, Yesh Lem Chelek Olam Haba, Mevi Gam Siyum HaKosov. Why does it bring the Netzer Matoy Masi Yodali Spoil? The Mizem Mashma, from this is Mashma. Why do all Yidden have a part in the world to come in Tchiyas HaMeisim? This is also the advantage that they have on their own. The fact that they are just born, they're a Maisi Yodav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're Hashem's creation. That is their Maila. That's why they're going to get Elam Haba. Not because they're tzaddikim, not because Amir Kulam tzaddikim, because they do mitzvahs, just inherently. So why, if the Mishnah wants to say that they have to do mitzvahs, and okay, every year does mitzvahs, so why does he bring the end of the pasuk? The end of the pasuk isn't talking about mitzvahs, it's talking about just being born. So there must be something also about the essence of a yid. Just being a yid, you already get Olam Haba Tchiyas HaMeisim. How does this fit with the Maisa Mitzvahs? For that, we'll continue Bezos Hashem next time. Alright, so the Rebbe explained before, everybody has a part in Tchiyas HaMeisim. Why? Because Tchiyas HaMeisim is associated with mitzvahs. And everybody does mitzvahs. Even Poishe Yisrael, they do mitzvahs. Gan Eden is another story. Over there, you have to earn Gan Eden, because that's more associated with Torah, which is more a spiritual reward. It's neshamas without gufim. But the Rebbe brought out, so according to this, so in order to earn Tchiyas HaMeisim, at least you have to do mitzvahs. You're saying, what he explained is that everybody does mitzvahs, but there is a need for mitzvahs in order to get Tchiyas HaMeisim. But the Mishnah quotes the Pasuk. The Pasuk seems to say in the end of the Pasuk quoted that even mitzvahs aren't necessary to get Tchiyas HaMeisim. Quotes from the Pasuk, Netzer Matoai Maise Yodai Lihispoir. That means the reason that we get Gan Eden, just because we are been planted by Hashem. Hashem is bragging with us the essence of a Yid, not even the level of doing mitzvahs. Just because he is a Yid, he gets Tchiyas HaMeisim. But we're also saying, Tzaddikim, Amich Kulam Tzaddikim, explained before, because every time you do a mitzvah, you're called a tzaddik. Tzedakah is a mitzvah, those who do the mitzvahs are tzaddikim. So it seems in this same Pasuk, it says that you have to be a tzaddik, which means you have to do mitzvahs in order to get Tchiyas HaMeisim. And then it says, Netzer Matoa, Maisi Yodali Hispoir, that just the fact, the essence that you are a Yid, you are already getting Tchiyas HaMeisim. And the Rebbe explains now, there's taka two levels in Tchiyas HaMeisim. One level in Tchiyas HaMeisim is, one idea in Tchiyas HaMeisim is as a reward, but taka in the truth, it's not even as a reward. The essence of a Yid in of itself entitles them to Tchiyas HaMeisim. Let's look inside Gimel. V'yashleimar, you can say, Shebahagilui sheyiyah b'tchiyas HaMeisim Shnei Inyonim. The revelation that will be in Tchiyas HaMeisim, there are two aspects. Number one is Haschar al Ha'avoido de Kiyum HaMitzvahs. One is the reward for the service of doing mitzvahs, observing mitzvahs, which is indicated by the Pasuk Va'amich Kulom Tzadikim. In other words, because you're a tzadik, you did mitzvahs, that's why you have Tchiyas HaMeisim as a reward. Sheham shoches sheim shichu Yisrael al yidei hamitzvahs shekiyumu achshov. Those areas that they draw down the light, the energies that the yidden draw down when they do mitzvahs, when they do mitzvahs now, tia oz begilui, then it will be revealed. So tchias hameisim will have the revelation of the mitzvahs that we do now, because right now it's there, we draw it down, but it's not revealed, it's not open. It's only going to be open, tchias hameisim, that's going to be open. But that's only one level, the first level, that's the amich kulam tzadikim. But v'al yidei zeh, and through this, through that revelation that they are going to get from the mitzvahs that they did, yis'alu achar kach, so then later on they will be elevated l'madrega na'ilus yosef. They will go, achar kach is in the parenthesis because, as the Rebbe explains in the Hora, but afterwards, the pastors in the Pnim, they will later on go to a higher madrega, which is Shatizgale Maloson Shel Yisrael Mitzad Atzmo. That then it will be revealed the advantage of a Yid on their own, not because they did the mitzvah, they were mamshich this Gilui Oir. It will be revealed their advantage on their own. Their etzem. Sheheim neitzer matoai maase yodai lispoir. That they are the sprout of Hashem's planting. They are the actions of Hashem that Hashem is praising with. That level, shehu lemaile yoser, gam meha hamshocha shenimshechas al yedei kiyum ha-mitzvus. This is a higher level even than the level that comes through the kiyum ha-mitzvus. So the kiyum ha-mitzvus, the gilui, will be in tchias ha-meisim first. Then they will reach even a higher level, which their essence of the level of a yid will be revealed in tchias ha-meisim. Why do we say that this is a higher level? Because to a certain extent, the level of reward of Kiyum HaMitzvahs that will be revealed is not only in Tchias HaMeisim, that's also in Yemei HaMashiach. The level of Gilui, the Etzem of the Yid, that's only in Tchias HaMeisim. But the level, the Hamshocha that we're Mamshich now, so the revelation comes forth in the future, is not only in Tchias HaMeisim, that's also in Yemei HaMashiach. Again, so I'm not sure if I said it or v'yesh lehoisif she'iker achidush va'ilui detchilas hameisim, who the main novelty, what's the special elevation tchilas hameisim, she'oz tizgale ma'ilas Yisrael atzmo, then will be revealed the advantage of Yidden himself, that will be only in tchilas hameisim. The gilui haham shocha shenim shechas al yidei hamitzvahs, the revelation of the ham shocha that comes to mitzvahs, yigam b'meis ha-mashiach, that will also be in the days of Mashiach, koidem zman ha-tchiyah, before the time of tchiyas ha-meis. K'mavu'er b'tanya, as explained in Tanya, shal yidei ma'seinu v'avodiseinu achshof, through our actions, our service, now mamshichim oir insof lamato, we bring down the endless light of Hashem below. That means when we do Torah mitzvahs, now we bring down the Eir Sof. However, we don't see it. V'hagilui d'hamshoche zu, yet when is it going to be revealed that which we bring down now? Both b'imois ha-mashiach u'b'tchiyas ha-meisim. In the imois ha-mashiach and tchiyas ha-meisim, we will have the revelation of the hamshoche that we brought down now. But it's not going to be at the same level. Tchiyas ha-meisim is going to be revealed on a higher level. Allah, as the Rebbe says in the parentheses, sh'b'tchiyas ha-meisim gam ha-gilui d'hamshoche zu yiyah b'yifanai l'yeser. Also, the revelation of this hamshocha will be on a higher way. So, but the gilui of the hamshocha that we do Torah mitzvahs now is going to be both. It's not going to be only in Tchiyas HaMeisim. It's going to be also in Yemeis HaMashiach that precedes, comes before Tchiyas HaMeisim. It's not at the same level, but it's not the main chiddush of Tchiyas HaMeisim. The main chiddush of Tchiyas HaMeisim, v'iker hachiddush v'ho'ilui de Tchiyas HaMeisim, the main novelty, what's the main chiddush? And elevation Tchiyas HaMeisim, who? Sha'oz yizgale ha'shodesh de Yisrael. Then will be revealed the root of Yidin, k'moi sheheim mushroshim b'ho'atzmus, as they are rooted in Atzmu, that Netzer Matoai Maise Yodeli Spoir. That's the novelty, that's the specialty of Tchiyas HaMeisim. Not so much the Schar for Kima Mitzvahs, which is also during Yimois HaMashiach. Yes, Tchiyas HaMeisim will have a greater revelation of the Mitzvahs, but the main novelty of Tchiyas HaMeisim is that then will be revealed the elevation of the Yidden as their ruler Natsus. So, how come the Rebbe is going to explain now, in some Maimorim, it talks about that in Tchiyas HaMeisim is going to be the, as the Rebbe mentioned before, and the Rebbe says it now, over there it speaks about that in Tchiyas HaMeisim will be the reward for mitzvahs. But here we're actually saying that the reward for mitzvahs is going to be partially revealed in Yemois HaMashiach. We're not going to have to wait for Tchiyas HaMeisim for that gilui. Why does it say in the Maimorim that it's going to come when Yemois HaMashiach? The Rebbe explains that when we want to talk about the schar, which is limited, Gan Eden versus Olam Haba, so we mention that. Let's look inside. We'll see. The Rebbe will explain. V'yesh leimar d'ma shekosu bekama drushim. This that what is written in many of the Maimorim, Huva Le'il, what's brought down before, Shabitchiyas HaMeisim Yiye Gilui HaHamshocha, that in Tchiyas HaMeisim will be the revelation of the Hamshocha Shenim Sheches Aydei Kima Mitzvahs, that extends when we do the Mitzvah now, it's going to be the revelation. So why do they say in those Maimorim that's going to be in Tchiyas HaMeisim? But it's not only Tchiyas HaMeisim, we're just saying even Yemeis HaMashiach will see the reward the Rebbe brought from the Tanya before. So, Kishom medubar b'haschar liYisrael sheyiye ba'olam haba avur avidosom b'toyro mitzvahs ba'olam hazeh. Because in those Maimorim, they talk about the reward for the Yidden that they get in the world to come for their service in this world. We're talking about when is the reward? So, Ushleimus Hascharhu, what is the full payment, the complete reward is She yoyir lehem bi gilui ha'amshocha shemshicha dekima mitzvahs, that it's going to light, reveal to them that which they have drawn down through the mitzvahs. They do the work now in Olam Hazeh. Now we're doing the work, we're doing mitzvahs. The ultimate full reward will be when that Hamshocha that you brought down will shine, will be revealed. That's why those Mamarim, they explain. Sheschar ha-nishomes began Eden, the reward for the souls that they get in Gan Eden, hu shema sigim ha-elukus da-ha-toiro shalomdu ba-olam hazeh. The reward is that they grasp the godliness of the Torah that they studied in this world. That's the payment for that the neshama is getting an aid. The Torah, hi chokhmosei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah is the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wisdom is oir hamemalei, that's the oir that fills the world. That's the level of chokhmah, chokhmah de atzilus. As it comes down from chokhmah de atzilus, it's an oir hamemalei. So that's on one hand, v'haschar d'tchiyas hameisim, and then you have the other schar. The schar of neshamas b'gan Eden is unlimited. The schar that we get in d'tchiyas hameisim hu she'oz yiru einenu gilu elokusei habilti balgvu. We'll see the revelation of Hashem's godliness, which is not limited. Shenimshach al yidei kiyum hamitzvus, that comes through fulfillment of the mitzvus. Mitzvus are connected to ritzoino yizbarach. Torah is chokhmoso yizbarach, which is memale kol almim. This is connected to the will of Hashem. Rotzin Hashem mitzvus shalemaylo mechokhmoso, which is higher than Hashem wisdom. Oir hasoivav. So therefore we say that where do we get the ultimate reward will be in Tchiyas HaMeisim, the Bili Gvul. Amnam kol zeh hu haschar li Yisrael avur avedosu b'Torah Mitzvahs. This is reward for the Yidden for their service in Torah Mitzvahs. So if we want to talk about the reward, we're going to say that Tchiyas HaMeisim is the ultimate reward. Yes, there's also Yemei HaMashiach, but where is the ultimate reward for mitzvahs in Tchiyas HaMeisim? But we're not saying in those Maimorim that that is all that Tchiyas HaMeisim provides. There's a whole other aspect. Those Maimorim are not talking about what Tchiyas HaMeisim provides. They are talking about what kind of a schar do we get for Torah mitzvahs. So the schar for Torah is in Gan Eden, neshames alone. The schar of mitzvahs is neshames begufim, is a bligvul revelation in Tchiyas HaMeisim. But the truth is, but v'iker achidush va'ilu sheyeh ba'ilum haba, but what is the main novelty? What's the greatest elevation that is going to be in Olam Haba in Tchiyas HaMeisim? Hu Agilui de Mailas Yisrael Atzmam, is the revelation of the Maila of the Yidden themselves, that their Netzer Matoai Maisi Yodali Hispoer, that they are a planting, a sprout of the plant and the actions of Hashem to praise the essence of a Yid, that he was created by Hashem, which Hashem is bragging with him, is praising with him. That's going to be revealed in Tchiyas HaMeisim. Those Maimorim weren't talking about what's happening in Tchiyas HaMeisim. They were talking about the different rewards. But when we want to talk about what's the main novelty of Tchiyas HaMeisim, that's going to be the fact that the essence advantage of a Yid is going to be revealed. The reward of the mitzvahs, on the other hand, that's not only by Tchiyas HaMesim, that's going to be also Yemos HaMashiach, a little bit more by Tchiyas HaMesim. Ubiyur Ha'inyan, to explain this idea, the Gimul Madreges Elu. So we're talking about three levels. We're talking about Gan Eden. It's the reward for the neshamas alone, the reward for Torah. We're talking about also Ubeis Hadargis B'Tchiyas HaMesim, the two steps in Tchiyas HaMesim. One is the level of reward of the mitzvahs that will be revealed then, and two, the essence of the Yid will be revealed then. So to understand this better is the Issa B'Gemara, to bring down what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Kol ha-Nevi'im kulam loy nisnabu elo li'mois ha-Mashiach. All the prophecies, the prophets, all of them did not prophesy what's going to happen in Tchiyas HaMesim. Elo li'mois ha-Mashiach. They only prophesied what's going to take place in the times of Mashiach. Avol la'olam habo, but in the world to come, in Tchiyas HaMesim, ayin lo'iro'aso, no eye has seen, the Nevi'im also didn't see, Elikim zulosecho, they did not see Elikim, the level of Tchiyas HaMesim, besides Hashem. Nobody knows. Tchiyas HaMesim is a level which nobody can comprehend. That is what the Gemara says. Ubehemshech ha'inyan shom, and the Gemara over there continues, my ayin loy ro'aso chulu. What is this level that ayin loy ro'aso? Ze Eden Shaloi Sholto Ba'ayin Kolberia. That's called Eden. We have Gan Eden. That's the Garden of Eden. But then you have Eden itself. The level that Ayin Leiraso, Oilam Haba, Tchiyas HaMesim, that is Eden itself. Shaloi Sholto Ba'ayin Kolberia. No eye of any creation has dominated it. Nobody perceived it. Nobody knows. Nobody has seen. Nobody is privy to the level of Tchiyas HaMesim. Ay, Shema Toimar Odom Arishen Hechin Hoya Began Chulu. But Odom Arishen was in Gan Eden, so he was also in Eden. So how do you say that Eden, nobody says? And the Gemara answers, Gan Lechud. The Eden Lechud. There's one thing, the garden, and there's one thing, the Eden. Don't say the two. Adam Arishon was in Gan Eden, but Eden itself, Olam Haba, that's nobody's there. Behainu. So that means Shachidush v'ha'ilui, the Olam Haba Tchiyas HaMesim. What is the novelty? What is the advantage of Olam Haba, which is the Tchiyas HaMesim, legabe Yemos HaMashiach, relative to Yemos HaMashiach, who sha'oz yihagilui debchinas Eden. At that point will be the revelation of the level which is called Eden. That's the level that Ayin Leiroa, so that no eye has perceived, no eye has seen. When Tchiyas HaMesim will come, then will be the level of Eden. Umizem move on. So from this is understood. Zeh sheba'olam haba yiyeh gilui ha'amshochar shenimshcha al yidei kiyum ha'mitzvos. The fact that in olam haba will be revealed that which we draw down when we do mitzvahs, so it'll be open in Olam Haba in Tchiyas HaMesim. Mikivon shegilui ze yiyeh b'chlolus gam b'yemos HaMashiach. Since that revelation generally, especially it'll be in Tchias HaMesim, but generally it's also going to be gam b'yemos HaMashiach. Ein ze amitis inyan d'olam haba. So that's not really what Olam Haba is about Schar Mitzvah, because that Schar Mitzvah, the revelation of the Schar Mitzvah, also exists in Yemos HaMashiach. Ve'iker ha'inyan de'olam habohu, what is the main aspect of Olam Haba? Hu ha'gilui de'bechinas Eden, the level of Eden, the level of Eden, the level of what Eden is, the level of delight. Behu hatainug ha'atzmi shemisaneg b'Yisrael. That's the essence delight that Hashem delights with a yid shelemaylo gam mehatainug shemisaneg b'toydo mitzvus. That is even higher than the delight that Hashem delights from toydo mitzvus. The delight with a yid is greater and higher than the delight of the mitzvahs that a yid does. And that is what the main novelty of Tchias HaMesim. Ulahoir, the Rebbe says, I want to point out, Shebebekamo mekoimus mevuer achiluk bein toiro le mitzvahs, that in many places it explains the difference between Torah and mitzvahs. The betorah shi chokhmosu yizborech melubash haoras hatainuk. In the Torah, which is chokhma, it's already limited, it's come down in limitation. Over there, there is only a ray, a haore, a shine of the tainuk. But mitzvahs which are His blessed will, melubash atzmus ha-tainug, over there is the essence of tainug, which is bechinas Eden. And there is the level of Eden. So it seems like the Rebbe was trying to say the whole time over here that The tainug of mitzvahs is not as high as the tainug that is in the Neshamas Yisrael themselves. That's a higher level. That's what the Rebbe just finished saying. But he says that in the other Maimorim, he's saying over there, it seems like the advantage of mitzvahs is that there is the tainug b'chinas Eden. I think what the Rebbe means with the Lahoir, that over there it's a little different than it says over here. Because by us, the Rebbe is saying that the Eden of the essence of the Neshama is greater than the Tainug from the mitzvahs. But in the other Maimorim, it says that in mitzvahs, you have the Atzmus HaTainug. Okay. V'zehu shebegan Eden k'siv V'nohor yoytze me'eden lahashkis esagon. What does it say with regards to Gan Eden? It says that the river comes out from Eden, and that waters the Gan, the garden. So, the level of Tainug, shahat Tainug, shenimshach l'nishomis b'Gan Eden, the delight that extends to the soul of Gan Eden, Basogas HaTorah, when they grasp the Torah, Hurak Hamshocha Mitzumtzemes Mebchinas Eden. That's a restricted that extends from the level of Eden. Nohor Yoytzem Eden. Eden is Tainuk. From Tainuk comes a river that waters Gan. So Hamshocha Mitzumtzemes Mebchinas Eden, a restricted Hamshocha that comes from Eden, Shenimsheches Al Yidei Hanor, that gets drawn down by means of the river, through the river, Shemafsik, Bein Eden Legan. Over there, there is an interruption between the Eden and the Gan. Mash'ein kein ba'olam habo. As opposed to an olam habo. The Rebbe is addressing this exactly. There's mash'ein kein ba'olam habo. Shu matan schoron shel mitzvahs. As opposed to olam habo. Hu agilui de bechinas Eden atzmai. So that is the revelation of Eden itself. It doesn't go through the Nohor. It's not the Ha'or of Tzumtzemes. The Eden becomes revealed in the mitzvahs. But here we're saying that it's not only the mitzvahs that are going to be revealed, that we're going to get the level of Eden, Tchias HaMesim, which is the level of Eden, Ayin L'Raso, the level of Eden. Here we're saying that you're going to get the Atzmus, the Gilui of a Yid, Be'etzem, Netzer Matoi. But in the Maimorim over there, it seems like we're going to get Eden through the mitzvahs. So the Rebbe says this is in a general way. But since we do have the gilui of the reward, the mitzvahs and tchias in Yemos HaMashiach, the main chiddush of tchias HaMesim is not the revelation of the gilui of the mitzvahs, but themselves, the essence, the delight with the yidden himself. V'yesh loymar. Shezo b'cholus, we said this is in a general way. Avol b'protus, but very specific in a detailed way. Kivon shagilui da mitzvus. Yiyye b'cholus gam b'yemes ha-mashiach. Since the revelation of mitzvus is generally going to be also in the days of Mashiach. Va'af ha-pikein amru. And still they say. So, this is going to be the Gilui of Mitzvahs. And still, the Gemara brought down before, Shebimois HaMashiach lo yiyya Gilui de Bechinas Ayin Leiroas or Bechinas Eden. It's not going to be the level of Ayin Leiroas or the level of Eden. Eden L'chud Gan L'chud. That it's not going to be in Yemois HaMashiach. The Gilui Bechinas Zu, the level yiyya Rak Bo'ilam Haba. It's going to be only in Olam Haba. So, we know the Schar Mitzvah, the Rebbe, is also Tchias HaMesim. And still we're saying that that's not really the ultimate Eden, because we're saying Ayin L'Raso, that it's not Eden itself, is higher. Murach Mezeh, She'iker B'chinas Eden She'yeh B'Olam Habohu. The main level of Eden is going to be in Olam Haba. It's not the Schar Mitzvah. She'oz Yizgala HaTainug HaAtzmi She'misanek B'Yisrael. That is going to be revealed. The essence Tainug that the Eberster delights with a Yid She'lemay Legam HaTainug HaAtzmi She'bemitzvahs, which is higher than the essence of the light of mitzvahs. The Rebbe proves that we have to say that in Tchias HaMesim is going to be more than the Eden, like we speak in the Maimorim over there, which is the Gilui of the mitzvahs, and the mitzvah have the level of Sevev Kulalmim, they have the Eden. That's not the ultimate Eden. Eden ultimately is the Atzmus HaTainig of a Yid, the revelation which is higher than the mitzvahs. Because in Tchias HaMesim we already have the revelation of the reward, and that's not Eden. So therefore, we have to say that the real level of Tchias HaMesim is going to be the Tainug of the essence of the Yid. Hey, so the Rebbe says, now explaining, Ubiur Ha'ilui the Tchias HaMesim Legabi Yemos HaMashiach, to explain the advantage of Tchias HaMesim relative to Yemos HaMashiach, and really also Achiluk also understand the difference between beis hadargis shebetchias hameisim gufa, in between the two, the difference between the two levels, which is the tchias hameisim itself. We have the part of tchias hameisim which is the gilui of the schar mitzvah, and then we have the gilui of the tainug atzmi of a yid of the netzer matoi. We have the le'olam yirshu oretz, that the level, because they're tzaddikim, that's why they inherit the land. That's the schar of the ma'asim tovim, the mitzvahs that will be revealed. And the second level, they reveal the essence of the yid. Yuvan b'hagdim biur hamayle de mois hamashiach legabe gan eden. So first we have to introduce, to explain, the advantage of yemois hamashiach over gan eden. To understand the maila of tchias hameisim over yemois hamashiach, we have to first understand the maila of yemois hamashiach over gan eden. Shehagilui de gan eden hu davke l'neshamos b'loy gifum. The revelation of Gan Eden is specifically neshamos without a body. But v'hagilui, the yemois hamashiach, but the revelation of the days of Mashiach, yeh gam lemato be'olam hazeh hagashmi. That will also be, the revelation of the times of Mashiach will be also below, in this physical world. Ukemoi, like the Gemara in Ksubis over there brings down, that asida eretz Yisrael shetoytzi gulus kois, that in the future Eretz Yisrael, the land of Eretz Yisrael, will produce delicacies. It'll come right from the ground. Not going to have to make it into delicacies. It'll give out gluskois. So why is it that the reward of Gan Eden is davke after the body is gone? We don't go to Gan Eden while we're alive. But then the gilu of Yemais HaMashiach will take place while people are neshamas begufim. Bahatam lo zehu, the reason for that is ki began Eden hu hagilui de oir hamemali. In Gan Eden is the revelation of the light Hashem that fills the world, oir mugbal, a limited light. V'lochein einoi nimshach lemato. That's why it does not extend below. You can't get Gan Eden here in a guf, in a gashmi, in Olam Hazeh, because the light of Memale does not filter down to come down all the ways here. Mashen kein b'mayis HaMashiach, as opposed to the days of Mashiach, yegilui oir esof habilti mugvo. There is going to be the revelation of the Eir Sof, which is not limited. V'lochein yiyah hagilui gam lemato. That's why the revelation will be below too. It'll be a revelation of Soiviv, Eir Sof, Habilti Gvul. It's not limited to Neshamas alone. It can even come down to the guf, because the fact that there is a guf, a limitation, does not limit the light of the Ein Sof. V'oid chiluk. And another difference. The began Eden yesh bechlolus shtei bechines. Gan Eden, generally, we talk about two levels of Gan Eden. You have Gan Eden hatachten, began Eden elyon. You have the lower level of Gan Eden, and you have the upper level of Gan Eden. There's two Gan Edens, generally speaking. B'chol echad mehem, in each one of these Gan Edens, yesh ribui madreges ad inketz, there is an endless amount of levels, no end to the levels. K'maymer hazal, as our sages of blessed memory say, talmidei chachomim ein la menucha chulu, yelchu mechayel el choyel. the Talmidei Chachamim have no rest. They keep on going from strength to strength. Which means she'olim tamid memadrege lemadrege, they're always going from one step to the other. That means that there is no limitation of steps there. There's plenty of steps. Keep on going. Map upirush ein lahem menucha. Why does it say they have no rest? It should say they go from step to step. Why ein lahem menucha? What does it mean, ein lahem menucha hu? Shaliyosa memadrege lemadrege hi al yidei avoida. How do they go from step to step? They work for it. That's why it's called no menucha. They will keep on working, going up. What kind of work do they have to do to go from step to step? So the Baalia tzorich lias mekoidem. Before you can go up, first you need to have a tevila ben har dinur. You have to immerse yourself in the river of Dinur, that's the river of fire. You have to go to the mikveh before you can go to the higher level. Into the river you have to tovel yourself. In the Nahar Dinur, Lishkoyach ha-soge v'ha-tainug, the madrega ha-tachtoyne, to forget what you grasped and what you delighted of the lower level. Before you go up to the higher level, you must forget the lower level. So that is number one. The gam ha'aliyah atzma, and also the actual elevation, hiderech ha'amud shebe madrega l'madrega. There is a pillar, and you go through that pillar that is stands between these different steps. From one step to the other step, there is an amud, and you got to go up that pillar to get to the next step. Shekam al yidezeh, also through this pillar, whom is going up there, whom is battle mehasagosa kedemes, he negates and he loses his previous grasp what he did. So we have two things to go from one step to the other step. Mechayel al choyel. One, you have to immerse yourself in the river of Dinur, and two, you got to go through the pillar, and they both accomplish seemingly that they're mevatel your previous understanding so that you can go to the next level. But the difference is between them, Elo, she habitl shal yidei hatvila bin har dinur, the bitl that takes place through the immersion in the nahar dinur, hu habitl she mitzad hatachten, that is the bitl that comes from the lower one, the one who is making the aliyah. And then the bitl that takes place by coming through the pillar to the amud, who shem is battle mitzad gilu oir, over there is you are misbattel because of the revelation of light shel madrego el yoina shemeirel of the higher step that shines on you. So these are the two things that are avoida: immersing yourself, which is your bitl from your perspective. And the pillar climbing is when you feel the light of the higher level, you're misbattle again. This makes you forget the previous level, so you can go up to the other level. V'zehu shahaliyah, this is the meaning that we say, shahaliyah memadrega lemadrega ha'idei avoida. We're saying that it's through work. Why? As it says, ein lemenucha, there's no menucha, which is avoida sabitl. We're talking about non-avodah. This is the avodah, the service of bittul. Bedugma avodah lamata ba'olam hazeh. Similar to the work that we do here in this world, sheklalusa. Generally, what are we doing? Why are we working to serve the Eibrister? Hilitzarif es abrius. That is in order to clean the creation, to make them, burn them out, to be pure, to make them, to refine them. Zichuch u'bitl, a refinement and a subjugation. Avoida meloshen ibud oiris. To work means a language from to work the leather, tannery, to work it through, meaning a level of bitl. It's similar, the level of bitl we're talking about, to go from madrega to madrega, is similar to the Aveda we do over here, which is meant to work us through so that we become refined and bottled. Like working through the tannery, which is work. And that's all the Aveda. That's why Ein Lamenucha, because they're also going up to the higher level through the level of Bittl. And there's a further comparison, just like the Aveda over here is in both areas, in Sur Meirana Seitoiv, by staying away from bad, you have to work hard not to fail, and working good to do the mitzvahs. V'yesh lo'isiv, dekemoi sh'avoyda lamato, hi b'shnei kavim, just as the work below is in both lines. Sur meirava seitoiv, to stay away from evil and do good. Al derech zeh ugam b'habitl, Sheba Ali is the Gan Eden. Similarly, is also the Bittl when you go up in the elevation Gan Eden. Shubishnei Kavim Elu. This is also these two lines. The two specific, we said before, of immersing in the Nahar Dinur and going through the Amud is equivalent to the two Kavim of Sur Mira and Aseitoiv. Habitl Shal Yidei Nahar Dinur. The Bittl that takes place through the Nahar Dinur. That's Dugmas HaAvoida de Sur Meirah Kaviyachol. That is similar of the work of staying away from evil, so to speak. The immersion of the mikveh is to stay away, to wipe away the Sur Meirah. VaBitl Shalidei HaAmud, but the Bitl that takes place through the Amud, that is Shemitzad Gilu Eir Elyon, which is from the revelation of the higher, upper light. That's Dugmas HaAvoida de Vaasei Toiv. That is similar to the Avoida, the work of doing good. And these are the two aspects in Gan Eden. We say Ein Lehem Menucha. The Kol Zeh Hu BeGan Eden. That's in Gan Eden. In Gan Eden where there is a Ha'ore from Eir Memale, you have to go through these levels of Bittles to go through all the different levels. As opposed to the revelation will be in the times of Mashiach, Hagam Shagam Ozi Yukamavakama Lili Elias, also then will be many, many elevations. Halias Shayu Oz Lo Yiya Baifun the Yelchum Mechayel Choyl. Those elevations will not be in the same way, going from strength to strength, which means, and without menucha, that you'll have to forget the previous level. Shebichdei lagil madrege nailis yoiser, that in order to get to a higher level, tzorich loleches, then you need to leave, go away, lotzis v'lihis battle, to go away, and negate me madrege kodemes. Elo? Shegam bi yoise bi madregose hakodemes. But even while you stay in your previous life, you don't need bitl, you don't need avoida. Yochel is alles le madreges el yoina. You can still elevate to the upper level. In Yemoisa Mashiach, you're not going to need the bitl, you're not going to need the Yelchu Mechayel L'Choyel. It's interesting, over here it says Ayin Tzadik Ayin, which I think is Adayin Tzorich Iyun. The Rebbe is sort of saying this still needs to be sort of confirmed, what the Rebbe is saying over here, that the Yemois HaMashiach, yes, will go from level to level, but we won't require this level of Bittl that takes place. In any event, the Rebbe explained over here that the revelation in Gan Eden that comes from the Gilui of Eir HaMemale, over there, level to level, you have to be elevated, you have to go through the Bittl, the two levels of Bittl. But in Yemois HaMashiach, because we have the revelation of Ligvul, over there, it's not going to be to Avoida. You can still be in the other, in your lower level. You don't need to be misbattled. And still, you can go up to a higher level. And we shall continue, okay? Leave it over here. So we're up to Oizvav. And the Rebbe is explaining the chiluk between Gan Eden and Yemos HaMashiach and Yemos HaMashiach and Tchiyas HaMesim. And the Rebbe explained that in Gan Eden, because it's Memalik Kol Almim, over there, to go from one level to the other level requires avoida bittel. We say that Talmidei Chachamim ein lehem menucha, they don't have rest. Why? Because all the aliyas in Gan Eden have to go from level to level, from step to step. And every step is avoida, is bittel. That's called a bittel. Bittel through Milmailo, Milmata, the Nahar Dinur. He talked about the Amud, the ways that you go from level to level. But B'Yemos HaMashiach, that's the difference between Gan Eden and Yemos HaMashiach. Over there is the Gilui of Sevev Kol Almim. So over there, it's not necessarily so much to go from step to step. A person can go to the higher level without being misbattle. So he's going to continue now to explain why in Gan Eden it's a step-by-step process. He explains that just like when we talk about the way the oir, the light of Hashem, comes down, it goes down in a gradual, from step to step, from one madrega to the other madrega. So the same thing is, the elevation also go up from step to step. Let's look inside. So we can say in the explanation in this, Shahamshocha de Oir HaMemali Lahachyois Ulhavis Es HaNivroi. When the light that fills the world is drawn down to vitalize and create the Nivroim, he be'oifon di hishtalshulus milmaila lamata. It's a way of evolves. It goes from the top, it goes to the bottom. There is a gradual descent. Shebitchila hu mislabesh b'nivroim horuchnim. First, he dresses up in the spiritual creations. And then he dresses up in creations that are lower than them. Sheheim rak kemoi moshul linivroim helyonim. The second, the lower creations, are just like a moshul. They're just a example for the upper created being. What is a moshul? A moshul is an example. It's not the thing itself. You have something, an idea, that's the thing itself. And then you have an example for it. The example is a secondary. It's something totally different. It's not at the same level as the idea. That's why you're using it as a moshul, which means that same idea that you're trying to convey as it has descended into a moshul, meaning it's in a much lower level than the idea itself. That's why this is a moshul for the example that you're trying to give it to. So the lower level is a moshul, like a moshul to the upper level. That's the distance. So it goes from one level, then it goes to the lower level, which is just like a moshul in Nivroim Elyonim. Ve'achar kach mislabesh l'mata yeser And then it goes, dresses up even further. So he says, Ukemoisha Yodua, the way it's known, Vayidaber Shloisha Salofi Moshel. It says by Shloim HaMelech that Shloim HaMelech can give 3,000 Moshel. What's explained is, which means each Moshel was a lower level than the previous one. That basically means that Shloimeh HaMelech was able to bring down the idea 3,000 steps below. He gave 3,000 Moshel, a Moshel, then a Moshel for the Moshel, a Moshel for the Moshel's Moshel. He kept on going down the same idea that he had always on the top. It went down 3,000 steps. That's what it means that he gave 3,000 moshels that he was able to give. So v'yesh loymar. This is the way creation takes place in Memale Kol Almim. And this is the way it goes in Gan Eden, which is part of Memale. That's the idea, the Oira Memale. Things go from one level to the next level, go down from the Nimshu to the Moshu. V'yesh loymar, d'zehu atam shali b'gan Eden. This is the reason why, how does the elevation take place in Gan Eden? She b'gan Eden hu hagilu d'era memale kanal, because in Gan Eden, over there is the revelation d'era memale. Kinal mimadrege lemadrege. So how does it go from step to step? He al yidei shemizbatel madrege hatachtoina. That is through that the lower level becomes nizbatel. You lose, you negate the previous level, and then you go up to the higher level. Why? Because kikemoi shaham shocha milmaila lemato, just like how did the light oir comes from above to below, he al yidei shemislabish boid levush, that is by dressing up in another garment, uboid levush then yet another garment. These are all the moshel. The moshels are garments. So how does the light come down? One garment, then you add another garment. Keep on garments, 3,000 garments. But there is garments that to descend. So therefore, when you elevate, you got to undo those garments. You put on those garments in order for the light to come down. So in Gan Eden, which is a gradual descent and a gradual elevation, as you're going up, you have to get rid of each garment as you're going to the house. A higher level. Al derech ze hu behaliyo milmato lemailo. Same thing is similar is by the elevation from below to above. Shehaliyo hi al yidei hafshotas halavush. Elevation is through removal of the garment, which is bitl madrega hakedemes, the nullification from the previous level. When it comes down, it goes down. Each level dresses up in a new moshel, in a new descent, in a new level. And then later on, in order to elevate, you have to need the bitl of that level to go to the higher level. So that's why when we talk about Gan Eden, we're talking about Ein Lahem Menucha, Yelchu Mechayel El Choyel. They have to continuously go up, get rid of the previous level, and they keep on going to the higher level. And the Rebbe makes now a very interesting note of the fact. Here we mention from the Pasuk that Shloimeh HaMelech spoke 3,000 moshels. Now the Rebbe says this number 3,000 is very precise, number 3,000. 3,000 correspond to the three worlds of Briya, Yetzirah, Asiyah, in each world there is 1,000 levels. So basically, from the world of Atzilus, the Malakul Almim descended 3,000 levels. And this fits with something that it says in the Maimorim, which almost seems like he just gives it says a number arbitrarily, but this is very precise and very connected, as the Rebbe will explain. It says in the Maimorim that the Ovis of Moshe Rabbeinu are already sitting 3,000 years in Gan Eden. Is this just a number, approximately 3,000? The Rebbe says specifically, this fits with the Shloshes Alofim Moshel. Let's see what the Rebbe says in the bracket now. The Rebbe adds now a side point over here to explaining that this number fits with what it says in the other Maimorim. V'yesh loimar, we can say, d'zehu gamke mashe muvo bekama drushim. This is what's brought down in several Maimorim. Shegam ho'ovesu Moshe Rabbeinu. So over there it says that also the Ovis and Moshe Rabbeinu sheyoshvim beGan Eden ha'elyon, they are in the upper level of Gan Eden. Yoser megimul alofim shano, they're there more than 3,000 years. Yavoyu liislabish begufim. So the Maimorim say that even the Ovis and Moshe Rabbeinu, who are 3,000 years already sitting in the upper Gan Eden, they also will come and dress up in bodies. They'll be by Tchiyas HaMeisim. So the Maimorim explain why. It says, Ki Hagilui Sheyiyya B'Tchiyas HaMeisim, because the revelation that would be in Tchiyas HaMeisim, Hu Nail Harbe Yoyser Me Hagilui Shemeir B'Gan Eden, that is a much greater elevated revelation, more than the revelation they have in Gan Eden. So while they're sitting 3,000 years in Gan Eden, it's still not the same level. They're going to get up for Tchiyas HaMeisim. It's a much higher level than Tchiyas HaMeisim. Afilu b'Gan Eden Elyon, it's even a greater level than the Gan Eden Elyon. So he says, so the Rebbe says, the fact that they specifically say, that they're sitting in Gan Eden more than 3,000 years, yesh loimar, so the Rebbe says, we can say, the Gimul Alofim Shona, when it says the 3,000 years, Hem Dugmas Shloishes Alofim Moshel, that is similar to the 3,000 moshel that we said that Shlomo HaMelech spoke. It's similar. Shehem keneged gimel olam esabia. 3,000 moshel correspond to the three worlds of Briya Yitzirasiya. The bechol olam, in each one of the worlds, yesh elef madregis, there is 1,000 madregis. And this is what they are specifically mentioned, that they're sitting in Gan Eden HaElyon more than 3,000 years. Because during the duration of 3,000 years, mafshitim kol halavushim, they have undressed all the garments, which is hamisholim. We say the moshel is a garment. So those are the 3,000 misholim, the gimul oilim is biyah. Of the 3,000 worlds of biyah, all those misholim, all those levushim, they have already undressed it all. Ukshe yoshim began Eden, yoser migimul alofim shono. And when you sit in Gan Eden more than 3,000 years, Misalim kam be'atzilus b'chulu, then you're elevated that you're even in Atzilus. So that's why the number 3,000 is very important, because it fits with the 3,000 moshel, the 3,000 garments, that is the shtalshlus of Biyah. Ba'afo pikein, and still, Yavoyu liislabish begufim. They're still gonna come to dress up. The Ovis and Moshe Rabbeinu, they'll come to dress up in bodies. Why? Because the revelation of Tchiyas HaMeisim is higher than the revelation of Gan Eden. Gam kishagilu de Gan Eden hu la'achere shemafshitim kol alavushim. Even when the revelation of Gan Eden is after they take off all the garments, the highest level, and still the revelation of Tchiyas HaMeisim is even higher than that. Why? That's all Memale Kol Almim. The Gilui of Gan Eden, no matter how high you get, it's all within Memale Kol Almim. Masha'en kein ho aliyos sheyiyu b'mayis HaMashiach, as opposed to the elevations that will be in the days of Mashiach. Over there, you ba'oifen shelo yitztarech lotzis mimatzove madrigose. Over there will be in a way you're not going to need to leave, to go out from your situation and level. You don't have to leave anywhere. Why? Because mikivon she'oz yiyya hagilui da'oir in sof abligvul. Then it's going to be the revelation of the unlimited light of Hashem. So because it's not going to be unlimited, because it's going to be unlimited, it's not going to be a gradual descent. It's not going to be 3,000 moshels. It's not going to go through Bia. It's not the different ishtalshelos. But v'hagilu yigam lamata. The revelation is also below, because we're talking about the Eir HaSeviv. And the Eir HaSeviv reaches to the lowest level, just like it reaches the highest level. So to go to a higher level, you don't need to leave the previous level, because the highest level, because you're reaching into the level of Seviv Kol Almim, which is not gradual. It didn't come down gradual. You don't go up gradual like B'digilu in Gan Eden, which is the revelation of Memale Kol Almim. So this, the Rebbe explained the Maila of Gan Eden over the Maila Menach of Yemes HaMashiach over the time of Gan Eden. No. But Yemes HaMashiach is also not the ultimate. Gam Zayin, Gam Hagilui, Yemes HaMashiach, also the Gil of Yemes HaMashiach, Hurak Gilui HaSeviv. There is only the revelation of Seviv Kol Almim, not Atzmus, not the essence, but it's the level. It's still oir. It's oir makif. It's oir asoviv. And v'lochein yiboy chiluke madregas. And therefore there will be differences of level kinal in the time of Yemes HaMashiach. And that's all in the level of soviv. Mashein kein hagilui. D'tchiyas HaMeisim. As opposed to the revelation of Tchiyas HaMeisim, Yiyah Bechlalusa, generally speaking, L'chol Yisroel B'shove, Kol Yisroel Yeshlam Chelik Lo'ilam Habo. Everybody has equally, in a general way, in Olam Habo, in Tchiyas HaMeisim. L'pfisha B'tchiyas HaMeisim Yiyah Gilui Atzmus Oirein Sof, Shalomailam is Chalkus, because over there it's going to be the revelation of the essence of the Eir Sof, which is beyond, which is above the level of separation. So therefore, it's going to be equal for everybody. And within Tchiyas HaMeisim, as we said before, We have the both levels. We have Tchiyas HaMeisim as a reward for the mitzvahs, and we also have Tchiyas HaMeisim as the revelation of the essence of the Yidamich Kulam Tzadikim and the Neitzer Matoy. Ubazeh Gufa Yiyu Shnei Inyonim. And this itself will be both aspects, both areas. Hagilui Da'atzmus Eirin Sof Shem Shichu Adei Kiyum HaMitzvahs. The revelation of the essence of the Ein Sof, which they draw down through the observance of the mitzvahs. So we said before, the mitzvahs we do now are going to be revealed on a greater level in Yemais HaMashiach, in Tchiyas HaMeisim. Also in Yemais HaMashiach, but on a higher level, the reward of the mitzvah, the gilui of the mitzvah, will be in Tchiyas HaMeisim, the essence of the Ein Sof that we draw down through the Kiyum HaMitzvahs now. V'al Yidei Zeh, that's the first step. V'al Yidei Zeh, Yis'alu Yisrael, L'madregel Yoyne Yoseh. Through this, the Yidden will be elevated to even a higher madregel. She'tizgale Mailas Yisrael Atzmam. It will be revealed not the advantage of doing mitzvahs, but the advantage of the Yidden themselves. Neitzer matoai masa yodai lihispoir. The Eibishter will reveal the advantage of the Yid himself, not the reward for mitzvahs, only the essence that they brought down through mitzvahs, but the essence of a Yid. Neitzer matoai masa yodai lihispoir. This advantage of the Yidden, he nailis yoser mizeh, that's a higher level than the fact shemamshichim gilu elokus aydei limud haTorah v'kiyum haMitzvos, that they bring down the revelation of godliness through the study of Torah and kiyum haMitzvos. The revelation of the mail of Yidden himself is a higher revelation than even the revelation of the godliness that Yidden bring through Torah mitzvahs. The Shoydesh HaNeshomas, because the root of the Neshomah, Hu Ba'atzmusi Yisbarach, in the Eibishter's blessed Atzmus, which is Lemailo M'Shoydesh HaTorah mitzvahs, which is higher than Torah mitzvahs, and that's why that's even a higher level. And also, V'gam B'Hagufti Yisroel U'B'Chiras Atzmus, and also in the level of the body of the Yid, is also the choosing of Atzmus, which means even in the neshama of a Yid, that also has a higher root than the level of Torah mitzvahs that were mamshich from a Yid, because the root of the neshama is higher. But also the body of a Yid, that's bechlal, comes from the level of bechiras Atzmus that the Eibishter chose, which is even higher than the level of a Yid, which is the Maila of the Neshama, as we said, because the level of Tzadikim, the level of good deeds, of Torah mitzvahs, but the level of the Neshama is higher, and then the level of the Guf is even higher, because that is the level of Bechiras HaAtzmus. So basically, when Tchiyas HaMeisim will come, relative to that, all Yidden are equal. Kol Yisrael, yesh lam chelek loylam habo, because it doesn't depend on anything. But even in mitzvahs, there are still differences. In mitzvahs, there is some people do many mitzvahs, some people but it's still not at the same darga. So we have the gilui of the schar of mitzvahs. We have both. And Tchiyas HaMeisim is the etzem, the atzmus, that we were mamshich through the mitzvahs that the gilui comes. But we also have the gilui in Yemais HaMashiach, which brings down the level of Sevev Kol Almin, which is both of them are higher. Then in Gan Eden, there is the Shloisha Salafim Marshal. Over there, there is a gradual descent, and also the Aliyah, as we say, Ein Lehem Menucha, because you have to go out from one level to the other. And the Avoida, you have to go through the Nahar Dinur, you have to go through the pillar, and this is all the levels of Memalo Kol Almin. Then we come to Sevev Kol Almin, and the level of Techiyah, the level of Atzmus Ein Sof.